Italy.
All right. I'm Laura Hale. I'm interviewing Michelle Lanzo for Wikinews. Michelle is going to the 2013 IPC Swimming World Championships in Montreal. And she's a S14 swimmer.
Yep.
So what, you are a world champion already coming into?
Tú eres todavía campeona del mundo, ¿verdad que sí? Sí. Sí.
Yes. In what strokes and distances?
¿Qué, qué nada, tú en 100 brazas, ¿no?
En 100 brazas.
Sí, 100 meter breaststroke.
I'm sorry, you're a breaststroke specialist, then? Yes. Obviously. Okay. Why do you like the breaststroke compared to like the backstroke or the medley or other strokes?
¿Por qué eres tú mejor en la espalda, la braza que la espalda en los estilos o en el crawl?
Porque lo he
ganado
siempre, no, no he practicado mucho la, los estilos o la la braza.
She says that when this, when she very young, the his club in Tenerife, all time he's compete with breaststroke because he have a natural a natural way to this breaststroke. So all the coaches he has had when she was very young put her in breaststroke. So he has a level in breaststroke, but he's a good swimmer in another stroke, but the, he's a specialist in breaststroke.
So you're from the Canary Islands?
Yeah. Ah, ¿tú eres de la Isla Canaria?
Sí. Yes.
All right. So because that's not on the main part of Spain, do you find it hard to compete nationally against other swimmers?
Ella dice que si por vivir en Canarias es difícil para ti competir con los campeonatos, con los, en los campeonatos nacionales en la península. A ti te es difícil, ¿no? Porque tienes que coger aviones y cosas estas, ¿no?
Sí.
I think because it doesn't very well. That it's very difficult because you have only to take a lot of expenses to travel to Madrid or to travel to Barcelona to compete with swimmers all around the nation, Spain.
Is your classification really competitive compared to other classes? Do you think, how hard is it for S14s to compete, say, is it easier to be S14 than it is to be like S12 or an S4? You understand what I'm saying?
I think I understand, but he can understand.
Probably.
Because ella me pregunta que si tú para ti es muy difícil competir con las chicas de tu clase en comparación con las de otras clases. O sea, que si las chicas de tu clase son de mucho nivel.
Porque se hacen marcas diferentes que las mías y... Yes,
she say, I understand this. The question is that this very hard in her class to compete, or that the classification. I don't understand.
Is it a high level to other classes?
Yeah.
Is it more competitive? Is it easier to win in S14 than it is to win in?
No. It's very competitive, very high level the S14 because all the mark all the times of every swimmer to go to Montreal is very high level, so there is a, I think it's very very very, you have to be very good swimmers to be in the championship or Paralympics game in comparison with S4, S5, S3 plus there is not so many people swimming. There is 5 on S5, 6 on S4 that are good swimmers.
Right.
But in S14, there is 20, 21 good, very good swimmers.
Right.
At the same level.
What did you have you done so far to prepare so you can go and win medal at the World Championships? Do you do any special diet things or change your practice?
Dice que para preparar los mundiales ha hecho algún cambio especial o entrenar de una forma distinta.
En los entrenos, en la alimentación,
en
dormir las horas que necesito.
She say that they do the same that working for Paralympics game have to have a special attention to the meals, to rest, to have a to work a very specific workout. So it's all the same to work like the Paralympic game.
If there's somebody who doesn't know anything about swimming, for the S14 swimming, what would you want them to know about your classification for swimming?
I don't know the cuisine.
For an international audience, what's important, do you think is important for people to know about swimming? Your I'm trying not to sound defensive, but most people don't, when they watch the Paralympics, they don't understand the differences in swimming. What's important to know about...
Okay. I know. People have to know that S14 class, the problem to compete is the concentration, the motivation, the memory, the timing of swimming, and this is the difference with swimmers with no disability, intellectual disability. Concentration, motivation, memory, and gets the timing of swimming.
What's your motivation to compete then?
¿Cuál es tu motivación para competir? ¿Qué te gusta la natación?
His family.
So your family is very proud of you?
¿Tu familia está orgullosa de ti?
Yes.
All of them.
They provide a lot of support, and are they? Do they attend your international competitions or?
Que si tienen mucho apoyo de ellos y que te apoyen para competir.
Sí, ellos me apoyan mucho.
Yes, they all day are with him, with her to in the training times and to in the competitions all together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.